This is the Just Live podcast with Dan and Susie Potter, episode 50.
This is Intentional Connection, number 9. I love you because.
So this is a chance. It may be uncomfortable for some of you to actually say why you love each other.
We begin in 22 seconds.
Live life. See the good days in it. Just live.
Life
as a couple.
It's a remarkable story and adventure that only you can create.
We exist to help you grow your unique connection.
So thank you so much for joining us for this Just Live podcast. This is where we get to talk about why we love each other.
Now, this
we'll
is something.
We'll give you a little example.
We started this a long time ago, but it's a great date. Or if you're not dating someone and you want to do this, this is a great thing to say, this is why I like you. This is why I like you.
I like you because, yeah, if
like
you can't
you
say I love you, you can say what I like about you is, you can just change it up. So we're going to give you an example of what we have started as our tradition.
Now, if you want to do this, which you should do this, you simply get someplace, we're in our back garden here, and you begin to say what you love about the other person. Now, years ago, I got this little leaf book. It's actually made from leaves.
That's why it's called Little Leaf Book.
And I'm not sure, but I think the paper is toilet paper that was cut up. I'm not sure, but I think
so. You think so?
I think so. Look at it. Look at the texture.
I think it's handmade paper that was made on a screen.
Really? I always thought it was toilet paper. Anyway, whatever
okay.
It is.
Good, we're here.
And then I write down things. So number 42 for me that I'm saying to Susie is I love you because your first response is yes.
I don't know how I'm going to respond on this because oftentimes when he gets out this little leaf book, we usually snuggle together and it's a cozy moment. And he usually brings it out when I'm kind of a little bit more in the needy space. And he brings.
But you don't have to be needy to have this date or this time together.
And so after a while, he was doing that for me and I thought, this is unfair to him. Even though my love language is words of affirmation, he actually needs to have some affirmation of what I love about him too. So my sister makes these little wooden books. Shout out to you, Tammy Sanford. And she has these
not made with toilet paper.
She has these wooden handmade books. And I started to write what I love about Dan. Number one, you are strategic.
Go to a different one for Susie. Number 35. Susie, I love you because your socks always match.
Yeah, they do.
Now, there's a story behind that. When she was in fifth grade, there was a person that told her socks didn't match.
And that devastated me.
Forever. This was a national disaster for her. And so I just love to tell her that her socks match, and that's a wonderful thing.
Okay, Dan, you are magic in so many ways, so that's definitely, definitely you.
I love you because you make everyone feel important.
I love you. Thanks. You pursued me. This is a true story. We would not be together if Dan did not pursue me.
That's true. I would not be with her if she didn't slow down eventually, because she was running pretty fast at the beginning. Then she slowed down enough for me to catch her. I love you because your ears are quick to listen.
Oh, thanks. I love you because you are an early innovator. So Dan is always there before anybody else gets there, and he thinks of it, he responds, he's quick to adapt, and I love to be out there in front with him too, and I really love that you innovate and you take the earliest to get there. You're an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah, true. Number 9, I love you because when you smile, your whole face lights up.
I love you because you love me well.
Mm. Pick a number, Suze, you pick a number.
32.
Oh, I love you because you are very smart.
Oh, thank you.
She is. She's incredibly smart.
Number 10, I love you because you're a delicious cook. He's a great cook, especially without recipes. He creates in the kitchen. And I'm just going to do number 11, too. Number 11, this one is great. So true. You're a dog whisperer.
I thought you were going to say I'm a dog.
No. You're much more than a hound dog. You are a dog whisperer. You know how to talk to our dog, Wonka, and really, actually, any other dog. It's great. I love that about you.
Oh, here's a good one. 28. I love you because you nurse everyone like they're your own father.
Oh, yep.
You do.
Yeah.
Takes care of people.
That one
well.
Got down while I was taking care of older people.
So we have these books.
Here's one. I love you because you're a father to my girls. I love to mentor girls. Mm. And many of them need that extra love from a male figure. And Dan, you always know how to go in there and say truth to them and speak it out. And I really love yet another thing. Well, I could go on and on, right? My book is full of them. Reasons. Here's another one. You're a genius with thinking deeply and putting things together. You're a connection genius.
Well, what we want to encourage you to do is you can write them down. These are great because anytime I can pull up my little leaf book and begin reading the reasons I love Susie. But what we want to challenge you to do is to go someplace, backyard, restaurant, whatever, and begin going back and forth. I love you because. Be very, very specific.
Well, I like you because.
And we could say things like, because of your earrings. But the earrings change. Look for things that are deeper.
Qualities.
Characteristics, values in the other person.
Right. And once again, if I love you is way too much for where you're at in your relationship, then just say I like you because. And it's good to speak those things out for those of us who need words of affirmation. That's really important. But even if it's not your love language, it's good to know what is valued about you.
Or you can just say, I think you're really special because whatever comes out is great. But have that time of affirmation back and forth.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us for this Just Live podcast on I love you because, or I like you because.
Take the time. It's very important.